Hey, you. Hey, hello? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Do you know where you are? No? Well, then come closer. Let me chat to you really quickly, sweetie. Come on and sit down next to me. Hey. Didn't you hear me, brat? I'm telling you to come here. Now. I want to look at that tag. That's better. At least you still remember the guidelines. Good boy. Alright, now. Let me see that collar. How much do you go for? Wait, is that a... blue. Damn it. I guess you're already taken, huh? They had made these collars so hard to read. Who thought it was a good idea to stop marking you boys for real? No brands, no tattoos, just these stupid colors. How are we supposed to know who's who anymore? Damn men's rights activists are really pushing their little agenda. Getting the government to protect you like this. As if it was ever a problem. And look at you. Already a good husband, hmm? That lucky woman. Alright. Better hurry along then. Not the part of town a pretty thing like you to be wandering alone at night without female companionship. Hold on a moment. Just wait a second. What's that mark there? That's familiar. Is that... oh, you are, aren't you? A little virgin. Oh, hey, don't tense up, sugar. It's all right. Don't worry. We're just talking, that's all. But hell, how many true virgin boys are even around in this day and age? You really are a bit of an anomaly, aren't you, sweetheart? Married, but your wife didn't break you in yet? What's up with that? Well, a little trophy husband, I guess. Good for her. Good for her. Wonder how she managed to keep her hands off a sweet thing like you. Almost makes you think that collar could be a fake. You trying to pull a fast one on a potential buyer by mistagging yourself? You know that's a crime, right? I heard some disobedient guys are doing that nowadays to avoid a little attention. You wouldn't try that on me, would you? Well, come on then. Let's take a real close look. Look at that. It's actually real. The official stamp and everything. So you're really just a married little virgin. Oh, you want the collar back, don't you? Sure, sweetie. Nothing but a thing. Here you go. Oh no. Oh, did I accidentally drop it? Oh, I'm so sorry. How careless of me. I guess it's just gone for good now. Oh, don't be so scared. I was just being clumsy, that's all. Let me have another better look at you again, sugar. a cute guy, marked as a virgin. Oh, and hey, what's this? No brand, no tattoo claiming you at all. And now no collar either. That must mean you're free, right? A sweet little virgin boy, free and out all alone, and not a soul around but me. Just randomly stumbling upon a treasure like that, it must be my lucky day. You really are a pretty one.
Illegal?
Oh, you think that matters? No shit, it's illegal, you slut. What do you think this is? I'm gonna steal you. And what are you gonna do, report me? To who? You think anyone would care? Want me to let you in on a little secret? I know the chief of this district. Yeah, we go way back. And she is definitely more in favor of the old ways than you'd like. Same as me. What was your wife thinking, letting her virgin husband walk around this neighborhood anyway? Is she stupid? Did she really think that sending her husband out wouldn't get some attention? With your mark, of course you'd get snatched up. If not me, it would have been the next woman that saw you. Well, either way, fresh boys deserve someone who can really value them. And I definitely can. Oh, I can feel that little heart racing. Let me make this simple, sweetheart, so there won't be any misunderstandings. See, I'm a woman who enjoys being first. Love to, you know, conquer. I like being the first one to break guys in. Like a new pair of shoes. Then wear them out. Stain them. Mark them. Claim them. And then finally, ruin them. Yeah. All of that. Oh, yeah. After I'm done with you, no other female will be thinking about approaching you. Believe me. I don't think your wife would even want you back then. Even if she could. Now let's get rid of your little V-card status. Hey, no running. You're gonna make this so much worse if you do. Remember, sweetie, you don't have a visible tag right now, okay? You might as well be off the radar without it. Out of rights. If you run, I'll call the cops. Tell them that a free use boy has given me some trouble. Talking back, disobeying, and then running off. Who do you think they're gonna believe, huh? Yeah, you watch TV. You've seen those shows. You know what they would do to you. Better to stay with me. Now open your shirt. Oh, hey, don't freeze up on me, sugar. Guess I'll just have to help you a little. Oh, shit. Fuck, you really are pretty. God, look at you. Look at that soft skin. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna do some messed up things to this body. Yeah. You'll be so screwed up after I'm done with you. Oh my god. And there'll be so many hickeys. Let me get a taste. Yeah, come on, open your mouth. My tongue is going in anyway, so make it easy for yourself. Good boy. You taste good. Now how about that neck? What a handsome chest. Cute stomach. Oh, fuck. You smell so fucking great. Did your wife buy you an expensive body wash or something? How considerate of her. Does that feel good, sugar? No. Biting hurts. Oh, are you gonna cry? Huh? Are you? You're going to cry like a little boy. Is it just because of what I'm doing? Cry like a little bitch boy, huh? All right. Let's pull down those pants. Let me see. Come on. Or do I need to help you out again? I'll rip those off too, I don't care. There you go. Good boy. Undies too. Yeah. Fuck, that's what I'm talking about. Look at that. Let's get to work. What a sexy cock. Oh, how does it feel now, huh? Is a bad woman touching you where you don't want to get touched? Or you've never gotten touched before, It's like unwrapping a little present, you know? I always liked gifts. Cute, shy, pathetic little guys like you. I just gobble those up. Yeah, I do. I'm just way too hard to find sometimes. You're the first one who practically just walked into my arms without giving me, well, any trouble at all, really. Wonder if your wife knows where you are right now. Well, sorry. You can't say goodbye. But she won't ever see you again. Oh, it was me saying that, messing you up. I'm gonna cry? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, come on. Come on. Start crying. No, don't look away. Look at me. See what I'm doing to you? There he goes, finally. Oh, and you really tried to be a brave one, too. Such big tears. Fuck, that's hot shit. Cry more. Cry more. Now we're really finally getting it all over with. I'm so fucking wet right now. Don't even need to touch myself. Get down. Hey, shh. It's okay. I'll be gentle when I take it in. I'm just gonna be real slowly lower myself onto your cock. So it doesn't hurt too bad, okay?
Yeah, as if.
I want to hear you scream. Let's just... fuck! Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. There we go. That's it, sweetie. There goes your little purity status. Hurts, huh? No. Don't be that loud. Let's just cover that pretty mouth real quick. Wouldn't want anyone to hear and interrupt us. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. A wife of yours was lost out on some prime fuck material. Man, I'll be riding these hips so much for the next 2 days. I might just accidentally break you. Should probably already start looking for a chiropractor in case I need to fix you up after that. Don't want to lose my new toys so fast. Hey, look at me. Look at me, cutie. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so fucking hot, that crying on your face. What a defeated little look you give me. Oh, man. Oh, can't get any hotter than riding a virgin that's crying now, can't? Oh, poor little guy. Hey. You getting all claimed up and broken in the same time, sweetie? I understand that it can be a bit overwhelming, but men shouldn't have any agency over their own virginity in the first place. Oh, what? You disagree or something? Oh. Hey, let me give you a biology lesson then. I think you need it, sugar. Body of a guy, okay? Is meant to be fucked. Why it's built like that. That's what it's for. It's why guys immediately react to being fondled. If they want it or not, they just get erect. That's why they get random boners from kissing. It's why they have morning wood. And it's what we, women, have an easier time with them. Hey, you following me here? I know it's pretty sad, but listen, there's no such thing as rape for a guy. And honestly, even if there was, if it's a legitimate rape, the male body would have ways to try to shut the whole thing down. That ain't happening right now, or is it? No, of course not. So we both know that you're actually made for this. Your body accepts it. Oh, what am I doing? Oh, it's just called getting you bread. It's natural, okay? And that's how it's been done since primal times. Oh, do you think there were any of those hogwash modern concepts that consent back then? Ridiculous. Hey, shh. You are biologically coded to come while getting fucked. You come for girls who know what they want. It's your body identifying, reacting, and submitting to being handled by a strong, capable woman who can just take whatever they feel like. That's what nature's intent for guys, okay, sweetie? You can't fight that. Women get children, they grant life, they build, they make society what it is. And men give semen look pretty, and well, that's it. Okay? That's what you are good for. That's your little purpose. All that you're worth is your body. A walking, pretty cum dispenser that gets used for his seed. No amount of goody-goody empower men kumbaya bullshit is gonna change that, understood? Good. Now you're gonna give me some cum, okay? You're gonna do the one thing that you're fucking good for?
If you don't come, sugar, I'll ride your cock until it breaks, then milk it out of you by hand afterwards. I don't give a fuck how long it takes or how raw you would get.
So you better be a good little slut and come. I don't know what kind of bullshit ideas your ex-wife put into your head, but we are going to get rid of those and turn you into a good little house stud that's just there to please. Because this fucking belongs to me, understood? Your body, your cock, your balls, every single fucking sperm cell in there is my property. You got that?
And I'm not gonna give you a stupid little collar with a tag bullshit. Nah, fuck that.
I'll take you to get a nice prominent claimed tattoo like the good old days. Fuck those progressive guidelines. Fuck the government and fuck the men empowering bastards. Gives us the opportunity to cross that fucking little virgin mark. Due for an update. Oh, fuck. Do it. Come on. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. There we go. There we go. Oh, fuck. I can feel it. I can feel it. Look at you spasming from that orgasm. Oh, that's hot. Fuck, you're shivering. That was intense. Congratulations, sugar. Now you're not a virgin anymore. Just a stained little boy whore. Well, I'll give you a minute until we can walk again. Let me gather your things up. After that, we're gonna collect a few favors from that little marriage entry in your file and get it deleted from the database. Nobody will be able to prove that you actually came for anyone else, and we won't be able to have you run away or get into any trouble. I mean, to be honest, it's only fair. I'll be getting so much more use out of you than that stupid little wife of yours ever had. My little property.